Welcome to Trinity Hoyleton.
Lent is the time to reflect on the love of Jesus for us.
Thank you for joining us in worship.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm Pastor Hennig from Trinity in Centralia. It is truly good to be here with you at this time and in this place. We pray the Lord's blessing on our worship together this day. Our opening hymn for this evening, hymn 438, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth.
Thank you.
Our order of service for this day is printed out for us in our service folder. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join in reading responsibly Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babes and infants.
You have established strength because of your purpose, still in heaven.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars, which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. All sheep and oxen, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. O Lord, our Lord,
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our hymn of response, hymn 791, All People That on Earth Do Dwell.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. God our Father, we praise your name for the marvelous universe you have created, and we pray for your grace as we live in it. Show us that your Son is the only one who can rule this world in true wisdom and power. Give us confidence that all things are under the control of Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings of the scripture lessons. The Old Testament lesson appointed for this evening from Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. And the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame man shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading appointed for this day from 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you,
that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. When the chief priests and the scribes saw this wonderful thing that he had done, the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise'?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for the singing of our hymn, hymn 543, "What Wondrous Love Is This?"
Thank you.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day, taken from our gospel lesson in Matthew, which we heard read just a few moments ago. How was it that Jesus, at the age of 12, was heading to Jerusalem? Was there a spring in his step, knowing that he was heading off to his father's house? As he approached that final hill going up to the temple itself, did he have the thought, home at last, knowing that he was going into the house of the Lord, he being God, his house? This is one of the few times we see something that actually takes place between the birth of Jesus and his baptism and the beginning of his ministry at roughly age 30. This account of when he's 12 years old, going for the first time with Mary and Joseph to the temple. Perhaps getting prepared not only for the Passover meal, which they were going to celebrate the Passover feast, but was this also the beginning of the instruction in his bar mitzvah, confirmation, if you will, in the rite of the Jewish church? He's gathered with the individuals there, the rabbis, and they were amazed at his questions and answers. Where does a 12-year-old kid come up with this stuff? How does he know these things? And they were amazed. His mother and father, not quite sure where he is as they head back to the house, head back to Nazareth, a day away, and where's Jesus? Well, how could you do that, you might ask? Well, in today's world, things were very different than they were back then. As they journeyed to the temple for the Passover, in all probability, they were there with friends and family members. The parents, the adults, others working, walking together. The kids all by themselves, traveling a large caravan. Assuming that they're with the rest of the kids, other cousins, other relatives and friends. But a day goes by, he's not there. They have another day's journey back to Jerusalem, and there they find Jesus. Did you not know I would be about my father's house, my father's business? In our lesson for this day, we see Jesus in the temple yet again. The day after the triumphal entry on Palm Sunday, and what does he see but money changers, those buying and selling goods, other things that just weren't to be there at the temple. And yes, there was a point for the sacrifices and those who were traveling to take care of the opportunity for them to have a sacrificial animal, but not sold at a premium. Not to mention the fact that where they were doing the selling, in the court of the Gentiles, where the Gentiles would have gathered for the services that were held. Say, for example, in today's world, yeah, about the back corner in the right side in the sanctuary. Now, actually, in the sanctuary itself on the temple grounds, they wouldn't have been in the building. Of course, nobody would have been for services. Many of those things were dealt with outside of the temple building itself. Other than Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. Very few things for the sake of the people actually happened inside the building. Very different from what we see today. Jesus, seeing the very house of his Father, God, needing to be cleansed, and chasing out the money changers and those selling and buying goods for a profit. Is the house of God meant for profit? He saw that it needed to be cleansed and went about that cleansing. And what does he do thereafter? It says, those who were blind and lame came to him and he healed them. There at his father's house, what was it there to be? Not a place for buying and selling, but a place for the mission and ministry of God, healing the blind, the lame, seeing to the needs of the people. And what else was taking place there? The children singing Hosanna, praise to God. A rather fitting conclusion to seeing the healings and the things that Jesus was doing. A response of faith, even by the kids whom God does love dearly, as we heard just earlier. As we look at the things that were going on there, what are the leaders of the church then? Oh, they get indignant. Do you hear these kids? Shut the kids up, in essence, is what they're saying. But yet, as we hear the kids even now, that's the church of tomorrow, is it not? Isn't that a good thing to hear? That we do have kids in the church. Not only we can hear them, but they hearing the word of God, that they might be well prepared in the days to come, gathered here in the house of our Lord. Interestingly enough, as we look at the understanding of the point for tonight, the final steps of Jesus leading to his Father's house, and how many times do we also see in Scripture, where is the temple of the Lord? Where is the house of God? But right here. And as Jesus went in to cleanse the temple, how many times does this temple also need to be cleansed? As God comes to our hearts through the waters of holy baptism, he comes to do what? But free us from sin, death, and the devil himself. When's the last time you witnessed a baptism? Look very carefully at the baptismal liturgy. And what does it say we start with in baptism? But an exorcism, right? Go unclean spirit and make way for the Holy Spirit. We're cleaning the house, kicking out Satan, making way for God to dwell there in his house, a house that needs healing. Healing from our own sinfulness, healing from our own problems, our cares and concerns, a healing that he gives us with the peace of God that passes all understanding. And what then is our response? But the same as that of those children gathered there at the temple some 2,000 years ago. Hosanna to the Son of David, a response of praise. As we continue to give God thanks and praise for that which he gives to us. Jesus' final steps in the last week of his life led him to the temple, to his Father's house, led him to a place that was being misused, that he would clean it up, that he would heal them, and in response to that, they would sing his praise. He went on that path through his Father's house on that first Monday of the last week of his life and continued walking to a cross that he might cleanse your heart and mine, that he might heal us of our issues, our problems, our cares and concerns, that we might give to him eternal praise, as he has granted us the gift of faith, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He has cleansed our hearts and lives. He has healed us, and we, in the response of faith, sing his praise now and always, that others may see what he has done for them through our example, through our witness. As we continue to teach the children that we have, that they too may know the wondrous love of God in Christ Jesus. He has come to his Father's house, your heart, and made his way there, that he might sit on that throne of God, and grant us his perfect peace. For Jesus' sake, live that peace, that others too might see what he has done for them. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in singing the Magnificat, hymn 933. You may be seated for the gathering of our gifts and offerings to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Please rise. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your Holy Church and the means of grace, for the lives of all the faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us. Enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, save and defend your entire church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy, grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, send the light of your truth into the earth. Raise up faithful servants for Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations. Support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast and abounding in the work of the Lord. Let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead peaceable lives with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and Legislature of our state of Illinois, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws, to those who continue to guide and keep us in your grace. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of this world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increasing among your people. Lord, in your mercy, bless the schools of the church, all colleges and universities, centers for research, and those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in the church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy, sanctify our homes with your presence. Bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism. Enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, let your blessing remain upon the seed time and harvest, the commerce and industry, the leisure and rest, the arts and culture of our people. Take under your special protection those whose work is difficult and dangerous. Be with those who put their hands to any useful task. Give them the just reward for their labor and the knowledge that their work is a blessing in your sight. Lord, in your mercy, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or in need, sickness or adversity. We remember Thretta, Marlene, Norman, Bill, Jim, Brian, Ray, Daryl, Joanne, Bobby, Marlene, Amy, Patrick, Lorraine, Beulah, Carolyn, Doug, Roy, Verdell, Dorothy, Wayne, Corey, Mike, Orville,
Michael, Linda, Sam, Butch, Brighton, Shoei, Judy, Braylon, Brent, Bill, Delmar, all patients dealing with cancer and other issues. We pray, Lord, that you continue to guide and guard all your people. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all the measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy. We remember with thanksgiving those who have gone before us in faith and have served you in your church on this earth, who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints, and bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, dear Father in heaven, for the sake of him who died and rose again, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Grant us your peace, O Lord, and hear us as we pray as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, preserve you now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the singing of our closing hymn, hymn 425, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in worship today.
We hope to see you next week. Have a blessed week.